This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the Pope's visit to Turkey.
First, though, new developments on the story of a Russian spy who died from radiation poisoning in London. An Italian academic and a specialist on the KGB is now being held by British police. Mario Scaramella told the Associated Press he's cooperating with authorities who are investigating the death of Alexander Litvinenko. Scaramella is also being tested for radiation contamination. He met with Litvinenko on the day he fell ill. British officials are still puzzled by the use of this poison, the radioactive isotope polonium-210. And so is Frederick Hitz, who worked at the CIA for 20 years.
It doesn't sound to me like the first thing you would reach for if you wanted to terminate a life in this fashion. It sounds pretty ghastly, but it sounds fairly complicated.
So why not use something simpler like rat poison or a simple bullet?
Maybe it's a traditional kind of method of dealing with people that dates from a bygone era. You're seeing references now to the famous ricin-tipped umbrella stabbing that occurred several decades ago. There appears to be a fascination with this way of exterminating an enemy.
Before he died last Thursday, Mr. Litvinenko blamed the Russian government, blamed Vladimir Putin, in fact, for his poisoning. What do you make of that?
I think it's good to realize, Madeline, that there is a history of these kinds of operations in the KGB from whose ranks President Putin was joined. Well, they called it wet affairs. They were quite active during the period after the Second World War in following closely the activities of émigrés in Western Europe in particular, who took positions against the Soviet government, and where they felt they were provoked, they would seek to end that person's life. So hopefully we're not seeing anything like that again, but I think that's the reason why people are sort of a bell goes off in the minds of some that they've seen all this or seen the preparations for all this before.
But does that make sense in this modern age for the Russian government to do
this? No, it doesn't. And that, I think, is what's causing people to stumble. I mean, they look back to a period in history where the Soviets were vicious about trying to keep down dissent, even in places where it probably couldn't hurt them terribly much. And all we're seeing here is in the use of this poison, kind of a disturbing a reminder of a bygone day, but I agree with your comment. I don't see what sense it makes.
So if it seems counterintuitive and puzzling for the Russians to be involved, the Russian authorities at least, who could be involved? Could it be the Russian mafia?
Well, that's the point of speculation right now. People who have a rival position to this individual who was killed, and I think you have to ask yourself the question, if it wasn't the Russian government, who was it? And apparently London is a gathering place for those who have been thrown out of Russia or Eastern Europe, and maybe it was a rivalry that grew out of activity outside the country.
Would the mafia have a reason to embarrass the Russian government?
Well, the only connection that it strikes me that the mafia might be in on this would be if, let's say, those who wanted to suppress dissent to the current government in Russia wouldn't use official officers to bring about a murder like this, but would want to contract it out, so to speak. Sounds pretty far-fetched to me, and obviously pretty messy. As I say, the real issue on this to me is the fact that it evokes a period of in the past where the Soviet Security Service had a reputation for engaging in pretty hardball tactics.
Right, and Vladimir Putin, as we all know, was part of the KGB during that time period.
Well, I think we're making a lot of assumptions here. And I think you asked the very good question. What does he have to gain out of this? But he's got the whip hand now in terms of having a commodity that everybody wants to buy, so perhaps he's not concerned about that.
You're talking about oil.
I'm talking about oil and gas.
Frederick Hitz was Inspector General for the CIA during most of the 1990s. He's now a lecturer at the University of Virginia Law School. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.